In the final months of his life, former CIA agent Joseph Spencer gathered his family and told them he had many secrets he needed to share with the world in the form of a deathbed confession. At the time, he was dismissed by many as a conspiracy theorist, peddling far-fetched theories about secret societies and their plans for humanity. But in 2023, his deathbed confession is gaining renewed attention because everything he predicted is happening as we speak, like clockwork. One chilling prediction after another. The former CIA agent predicted some key things, including the paedophilia and child trafficking epidemic, the elite's obsession with depopulation, chemtrails, alien disclosure, and what he described as a modified flu virus that would be unleashed on humanity by the psychopathic elite. Does any of that sound familiar? But his predictions don't stop there, and it's his predictions for the year 2024 that are shocking those who are familiar with his work. Before we dive in, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already and join the People's Voice Locals community for exclusive and uncensored news and views. The link is below this video. Spencer began by describing the process whereby he was recruited and turned into a CIA super soldier with a mandate to kill and forget.
The senior black project director was William T. Latham, who had worked under CIA executive director Richard Schlesinger. Latham stated that I was the perfect candidate for my new position. I was a foster child, and I had no connections to existing relatives. I had no friends or social life. It was easy for them to erase my past and provide me with a new identity. I gave myself to them as a priest would to his God. But first, my mind had to be erased. I was injected with various forms of mind-altering drugs, LSD, heroin, mescaline, morphine, sodium pentothal, and more. Drug-induced hypnosis followed with antigrade and retrograde amnesia. The goal was to program me to do two things, kill and forget. After 9 months of programming, I had become a man in black.
The global elite have been planning to unleash the climate hoax and depopulate the world for decades. Long before most people had any idea of the agenda, Spencer and his colleagues were foot soldiers in this war against humanity.
In 1994, the World Population Summit in Cairo, Egypt, had 160 nations participate, where they all agreed that the human population was out of control and must be stopped because the world is running out of resources. An agreement was formed that would mandate the reduction of humans from 6 billion to 800 million by the year 2030. This meant finding a method or methods to wipe out nearly 95% of the population. Solutions were discovered, investigated, tested, then created, and have been in full force since. The procedures have been inflicted onto the human race are as follows. 1. Toxic levels of chemically enhanced fluoride have been secretly added to our drinking water over the last 20 years in every city and community on the planet. I personally oversaw the delivery of fluoride barrels to Denver, Chicago, Tampa, and Minneapolis water departments. The adverse effects of fluoride poisoning to the human body are numerous and debilitating. The effects to children is damage to their neurological development, among other serious ailments. 2. Man-made viruses and diseases. The AIDS virus, which was a designer byproduct of the American Disease Institute, was distributed through vaccines to the public in 1980. Instituted as a preliminary population control tactic, the results were successful and led to more lab-produced viruses that have since been unleashed onto the public. Among those is the development of a mutated version of the common flu to replicate the 1918 influenza pandemic that killed 40 million people. The first strain of this new flu virus will be released to the public in late 2017. So if we see a flu outbreak in the late 2017 or early 2018 that's killing people, we'll know this is true.
As it turns out, Spence was only out by a few years. But there is plenty of evidence to prove the cabal was planning to unleash COVID on the world in 2017, but had to delay their plans following the election of Trump in 2016. Kayleen Georgescu, a former president of the Club of Rome and a former executive director at the United Nations, admitted as much, We made a video about it recently. Check it out. And if that isn't enough for you, the evil Dr. Mengele of our times, Anthony Fauci, was also caught bragging about a surprise virus scheduled for 2017.
If there's one message that I want to leave with you today based on my experience, and you'll see that in a moment, is that there is no question that there will be a challenge to the coming administration in the arena of infectious diseases, both chronic infectious diseases in the sense of already ongoing disease, and we have certainly a large burden of that, but also there will be a surprise outbreak.
According to Spencer, these surprise outbreaks and current events are not a coincidence, but part of a decades-long plan to bring about a depopulated post-industrial society in which the elites lock up and degrade humanity in vast open-air prisons. After this quick break, we'll expose the huge event that Spencer says the elite have up their sleeves to deceive the masses. But first, an important word from our sponsor. MyPillow's range of products are all designed to give you the very best night's sleep of your life every damn night. No more waking up with a stiff neck. The MyPillow cooling technology will also help keep you cool the whole night through. It truly is the longest lasting and best pillow you'll ever own. And Mike Lindell is giving viewers of The People's Voice huge discounts on all of the awesome MyPillow products in his store. Visit MyPillow.com/TPV and use promo code TPV at the checkout. Purchasing these American-made products helps support our show. And as a thank you, you'll also receive a free gift by using the promo code TPV. Visit MyPillow.com/TPV now or call 1-800-923-1845 and use promo code TPV. That's 1-800-923-1845 and promo code TPV to get your free gift and to take advantage of the massive discount. The cabal have been perfecting systems of depopulation for decades, according to Spencer, who warns that population collapse in the Western world will be reaching critical levels by the early 2020s.
Killing us from the air with neurotoxins, barium chloride, cancer microbes, and viruses by way of chemtrails. Released into the skies daily over all inhabited regions by military aircrafts. The effects of these toxins are severe and over time lethal, causing respiratory ailments, cancer, damage to the immune systems, and sterilization in men. Since the chemtrail plan was implemented, sperm count in men has dropped nearly 50%. If this isn't reversed soon, the human race will face early extinction. Now the grand finale. This is some scary shit. In March 1997, an event known as the Phoenix Lights became the most infamous UFO sighting in history. A mile-wide vessel, clearly not man-made, flew slowly and silently over the state of Arizona and was witnessed by 10,000 people, including the governor of Arizona. To date, there has been no reasonable explanation. But for every witness interviewed, the craft was as real as anything they'd ever seen. Their lives were transformed. They now believe that we truly are not alone. However, there is another truth, for I know what they really saw. 1986, while stationed at an underground installation near Boulder, Colorado, I was introduced to Project Skybeam by Lieutenant General Andrew Garris. I was then led down a corridor and into a large hangar where a stealth bomber hovered only 20 feet above me. I stood there confused. Then Garris looked over at me and smiled, then asked if I was certain of what I was seeing. I replied, of course. What else could it be? I was then shocked to find out that this wasn't a real craft. It was a projected hologram. Since the early 1950s, scientists have been developing holographic technology and over the years improved it to a state that we can only imagine. As I stood there staring at the bomber, which looked so absolutely real and solid that I could reach up and touch it, I contemplated the possibilities. What if this projection was 1,000 feet up in the sky? How would anyone know that that was an illusion? The Phoenix Lights craft, witnessed by 10,000 people, was the first grand-scale skybeam test upon the public. It succeeded beyond expectations.
According to Spencer, the elites have a huge event planned for 2024 that will alter the course of mankind's future. the creation of a one world government and new world order. And if you've been keeping up with the propaganda broadcast recently by mainstream news outlets, you'll realise the elites have already begun laying the groundwork for this great deception.
In October 1938, Orson Welles unleashed his War of the Worlds radio broadcast to the American public. It was so realistically portrayed, vast portions of the population went into panic. Terrified citizens scrambled to evacuate their cities in droves. America had been easily tricked by very simple means. To amplify this response, those who are truly in power of not only our country, but all the countries on the planet, and who are the true purveyors of the depopulation process, have formulated the final stage of their sinister plan. In the year 2024, a global event will alter the course of mankind's future. The world will stand witness to a massive alien invasion. Thousands of projected holographic alien warships will blanket the skies, sending people into a global panic. Real military crafts within the holograms will inflict actual damage to the surrounding areas to sell the gimmick. And as a result of the ensuing human chaos, a one-world government will immediately form without any resistance from the people. They will be the new world order. Once this happens, we as a people will be doomed to enslavement and accelerated depopulation. With that said, the only hope for human salvation is to acquire and spread the knowledge of these activities and agendas. Resist, retaliate, then conquer this imposing enemy. The time is now, as humanity is rapidly approaching its final days.
Brave men and women like Joseph Spencer have been coming forward and exposing the agenda of the elite for decades. Will you join these brave truth-tellers in the fight for freedom, or will you cower in fear and submit to the demands of the global elite? The choice is yours. But whatever you do, don't underestimate the consequences of your choices. Here are the People's Voice. We are determined to continue exposing the sinister agenda of the elite, but we need your help. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. Spread this video far and wide and join the People's Voice Locals community for exclusive and uncensored content and to support the channel. I hope to see you there.